Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get nuts!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Bay Area, we got a lot going on. Jonathan Kuminga signed, sealed, and delivered. It only took 4.5 months, but the Golden State Warriors are now practicing, and they are at full strength, essentially. Buster Posey's talking to the media right now, a season-ending press conference, and he'll obviously get asked about Melvin and or Bochy. We'll have that sound as soon as we turn that around. And of course, the 49ers, they play the Rams on Thursday, which is tomorrow. So in 10 minutes, we're going to have Ross Tucker, our NFL Odyssey insider, and we're going to be talking about that Rams-Niners game. All right, so Bruce Bochy is one of the rumored candidates for the San Francisco Giants.
My dream candidate.
Former three-time champion here, also won one with the Rangers. All right, Buster Posey was asked about Bochy and the manager search just moments ago. Take a listen to what Buster said.
Yeah, I talked to Boch a couple days ago and just told him that where we are currently, and I don't even know what Boch's plans are, if he wants to continue to manage or not. The door's always open here for some sort of role. But the way I think things are coming into picture in my mind with where we want to go next, I don't see us going that route with Boch. Obviously, tremendous amount of respect. It's interesting, when I was a player, I didn't consider Boch necessarily a friend, and I don't think that's a bad thing because he had this reverence and respect that he demanded from his players. But now, post playing, consider Boch a friend and somebody that I know I can pick the phone up and call anytime and ask anything from him. And that's where I'm at with it.
Wow. All right, so. That takes care of that, essentially.
Yeah. And it tells me, Stoney, that they're looking for a young voice. I could be wrong, but, a different style than maybe just a young Bochy, but some fire, And, they talked, but Buster basically said they were looking for something different. And, I mean, who to know? Who's Mark DeRosa, Stoney? I don't know. What about Ron Wotus? We've had the pleasure of talking to him, and I've seen him on the post-game shows. I don't know what they're looking for, but it looks like they're looking for energy, passion, and what's the word for?
How about baseball smarts? Yeah. Shouldn't that be the top of the list?
Bochy has that.
Yeah, he does. He does. I wonder why Posey thinks Boch isn't a great fit right now.
Maybe because he's at the end and he's older.
Probably got something to do with it.
Yeah.
I also think, just going back to the place where you succeeded is probably pretty tricky.
Yeah.
So Buster Posey here's the other thing. This is the way that I always look at it.
Tell me.
Because I even though I said, that basically takes care of that, I mean, I still think the door is ajar a little. To me, it sounds like they talked. Bochy said, I don't really know what I'm going to do. I got to talk about it with the family, all that kind of stuff.
But it sounded like manager was not. Like, he could take a role, but Buster wouldn't want him to be the driver. That's what I took.
Well, I also think maybe that Bochy gave Posey an indication that, you know, right now he's not prepared to say yes to anything, but that maybe if the Giants move forward with their with their search and they're not crazy about where they're at and we reconvene in a month and maybe he's got a change of heart. Now, the one thing I do know is now you can talk to Bochy and nobody's going to report anything because it feels like the door's been closed.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out.
And a guy interviewed in 2023, Stoney, former catcher Nick Hundley, he interviewed for the job, didn't get it, but I'm just saying, you know, maybe they look that direction. Former catcher, I mean, he fits the bill in regard to not being an older guy, somebody that can relate to the players. But I just feel like age has, what word, not ageism, Stoney? They're looking for a younger guy, man. I could be wrong.
Yeah. Let's go to Austin. Austin's in Redwood City. Ross Tucker coming up in 10 minutes, NFL Odyssey Insider. We're trying to talk about a lot of things at once here, but Ross coming up in 10 minutes. What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Now that Kuminga back on the team, man. We old, but I like this Al Horford thing, man. We finally got, you know what, some of a David West now. You know, and then also we got somewhat of a Sean Livingston in Melton, you know, with a little bit of 3-point shot in him. You feel me? I like where we're going with this. Also, that Al Horford can help post, you know, show him where to be at on the court and, you know, how to shoot that three a little bit better than what he was doing last season. Man, what y'all think about that? And then we just got to figure out if, you know, if Draymond go to the bench, you know, and be that coach off the bench, you know, help the youngsters that's coming up after him. And then also find out if, you know, Jimmy Butler is willing to be that Iguodala and show.
Well, I'll tell you this, Austin.
Kuminga, how to run that three.
Yeah. Hey, Austin, I'll tell you what. The one thing you said that I did have noted here is, to me, it does feel like there's some overlap between Horford and Post. And we're kind of getting a little bit into the weeds now, but I agree. I think Horford's going to be great for Quentin Post.
Yeah.
I mean, Horford. I love totally Al Horford. I mean, I would have loved if, you know,
but if he's
they
only
got
not
him
playing
10
back,
years
back,
ago.
Back to back, Stoney, only 25 minutes a game. He could teach, and he's not taking your time most often, you know?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Al Horford's closing in on 39.
Damn.
He's getting up there, but you want to talk about one of the greatest pros of all time. Al Horford's got the respect of everybody, so I'm kind of looking forward to what he brings to the locker room. But no, there is a little bit of a parallel in that they acquired veterans this year. They acquired Melton, they acquired Horford, and it looks like they acquired Seth Curry. So it is a little like Livingston. It is a little like David West. Heck, maybe it's even a little like Jarrett Jack, who they brought in the Mark Jackson era. Mm-hmm. But no, I see something there.
Yeah, and like you said, Stoney, it's kind of with the Niners. Health is wealth, especially with this team and its age. I got to believe they're not one of the oldest, if not the oldest team in the league now with Horford. But man, Stoney, I mean, it was pretty what we got. The short sample size, if you want to call it that, when Butler came to town and what the Warriors were, how the defensive metrics all went their way, and everybody was feeling confident up until, and that followed them in the postseason, up until that hamstring went out for Steph Curry.
Yeah, the big question
still bothers me.
Yeah, the big question now to me is, what does Kuminga on the Warriors look like? Does it look the same as it's always looked? Frustrating. Does it change? Does his role change? Is he a bona fide short-timer here? Because that's the other thing. And this is what Nick Friedell said. If he's a – I do not like the idea of him being somebody who they're going to acknowledge they're moving at the first possible moment. But this is what Nick Friedell said, if there is or isn't a long-term fit anywhere with Kuminga.
The issue here is I don't think anybody still sees this as some kind of long-term marriage. It's very, very possible that we're sitting here in January before that deadline, the trade deadline in February, and Kuminga may be elsewhere, but at least for the moment, everybody can get into, all right, here's the way this team is going to be built. Everybody getting to camp and focus on trying to figure out the best way to go and try to win another title. But I think the relief is the biggest takeaway, because the storyline and what occurred over the last few months and the agent going on the media tour, it just got so old, not only for people discussing it in the media, but I think the fan base, and I think internally for the Warriors themselves.
Yeah, and I feel like at this point, what's the best case scenario with JK, do you think?
I got to differentiate what I want as a fan and then what's best for the team, because you've been beating me over the head and you hadn't been the only one in regard to, Goo, this is not good for anybody. Something's going to pop off and the relationship's going to be severed, right? But I'm thinking to myself, if you got the best version of Kuminga and maybe something clicks upstairs for him and he makes the most of this opportunity, if that's coming off the bench, finishing games, maybe you don't trade him, you know, after January. But also too, Stoney, I'm real enough to know now if Jonathan's coming into this season already knowing whatever you guys are doing with me, it ain't enough, and I can't wait for January to hopefully get traded. As a Warrior fan, after seeing what happened with Jimmy Butler, because I always talked and was preaching continuity, how can you do a midseason trade and expect Jimmy Butler blew that out the sky? Like, okay, it worked. I know Butler and Kuminga are different, but my point is, if you did move them and you got frisky, Stoney, I'm lightweight excited to see what you could get back for Kuminga to see if he, that person or player, could be a better fit for the Warriors. So to me, it's twofold. Like, I don't want to see that happen, but if we know it's just, there's just no way around it, Goo, I'm getting excited on what they might replace him with.
Well, and that's another catch 22.
Give it to me.
Well, if he's not playing, they're not going to get much for him. And he still doesn't have an avenue to play the kind of consistent minutes he wants. It's, to me, this is the tricky part about Kuminga. If he starts really playing well, maybe you don't want to trade him. But if you don't play him, who's going to want him? And he's going to be making 24.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to, like, if Kuminga's your seventh man, just like he's been the last couple of years, I find it hard to believe that somebody's going to give up a lot for him. Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
The whole league probably knows Kuminga's unhappy. And they know that the Warriors probably don't want to keep him.
But that's an attractive contract too, though, Stoney.
But it's also a Warriors team that they know is desperate. They know the Warriors are desperate. And here's the other thing. They also know, like, the problem to me with Kuminga is he's not so great that you can't wait for him for another year or two. And hell, if I were another team, I'd almost be like, you know what, this might be good because the kid's not even close to a finished product. And now we got another year to see him. We don't have to break our back to go get him because he's not signing a long-term contract with the Warriors and he doesn't want to be there. So I don't know that they're going to have a clamor for Kuminga and that it's going to be unbelievable value on the other side.
See, it's interesting. This is where I think we just differ, Stoney. And I feel like you and a lot of people are feeling like this is some type of audition or tryout for people that might fall in love or be enamored with Kuminga. I think that's already there. Then you are right. There is the business component of it all, the contract or whatnot. But, Stoney, why I'm disappointed in JK, and I've been in denial real quick here, is he's the drummer of a group, but he wants to be the lead singer. And there are guys with a better voice than you in the band. That's why they're the lead singer. But if you're trying to make that jump and you can't just go out there and be on the court with Steph Curry and Dre and Jimmy and still maximize. We're watching the games, JK. You could still play the right basketball. and shine.
Yeah. All right, we'll get back into that in a second. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Hey, Ross, appreciate you sliding in here on a Wednesday. We know it's not typically your week, but this is going to work out a lot better. So thanks a lot. How you doing, man?
I am doing fantastic. It is my pleasure. I'm looking forward to seeing your squad in person tomorrow night. So I'm glad we got a chance to talk before I get a chance to call a Niners game on Westwood One.
Absolutely. Ross will be on the call tomorrow for Westwood One. He'll be in L.A. And I guess here's where I'm going to start here because it's the biggest issue out here in the Bay, and it's injuries. When you look at the league as a whole and national guys like you look at the league as a whole, do you guys think the 49ers have an injury problem and have under Shanahan?
Yes. I do. I mean, there are certain teams that it just feels like they have more injuries than other teams, seemingly on an annual basis. Honestly, I don't know. It's like California, the Chargers. I mean, the Chargers have a bunch of injuries every year. They already do. They're down both offensive tackles and Khalil Mack. The Niners, every year, seemingly. And you guys know I was one of those guys that said I thought the Niners were going to have a major bounce back year, that their injury misfortune would be better, and that they were going to go to the NFC Championship game. And I guess that's still possible. I would say seems pretty unlikely probably without Nick Bosa, but there's no question that they've had injury issues. It's interesting because the Eagles had some success, a team I follow closely, in 17, 18, 19. They were still winning divisions or going to the playoffs, but they had a bunch of injuries. I mean, they won the Super Bowl with like 15 guys on IR. They made some changes in the way they go about things, and they have been extremely healthy the last 3 years. Extremely. Now, part of that is they don't practice very much. They don't play them at all in the preseason games. You know, I don't know, even know what they do with them during the week, but they have certainly put a premium on trying to keep those guys as healthy as possible. And for the most part, it's worked. I mean, in the Super Bowl last year, they had every starter was available for them except for one, N'Kobe Dean, in the Super Bowl.
Wow, Ross. Hey, you know, I always like your style, and you joined us last week. Stoney was out, and I've been bragging on you all week because before you left, I asked you about Robert Saleh and these young Thundercats on the defensive side of the ball, and Ross, you replied, Guru, talk to me after we see this game coming up without Bosa. And Ross, my goodness, not one quarterback hit nor sack. How big of a concern is that moving forward? You called that, and I was like, what did Ross mean? But I saw it. Trent, that game shouldn't have been as close as it was. But, man, how scary is that for Robert Saleh and that young defense moving forward with no Bosa?
It's extremely scary. They have to come up with something different, and I think that they will. You know, he probably was a little bit curious in the first time without Bosa to just see how Williams and Huff and these other guys would do. Now that he kind of got his answer, you know, even though this hasn't been, you know, Saleh's deal has always been to be able to get pressure with the down guys, right? Which, by the way, you know, most defensive coordinators are pretty good if you have a ferocious D-line that can get consistent pressure with only four. So that's what Saleh's had in a number of his stops. I don't think he has that right now. I don't think he has that for the rest of the year. So he's going to have to get out of his comfort zone a little bit and start to dial up more pressure, because you can't have that. You can't have a game where there's no hits on the quarterback. You're not going to win very many games if the other quarterback doesn't get touched. I can assure you of that.
Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker joining us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time you discovered the islands? And insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. What have you seen so far from Christian McCaffrey? He's getting used a lot, Ross, but he's catching the ball out of the backfield more than he has in the past. And there's some murmurs out here that he looks good, but not great.
Well, let's start with this. They need him to catch that many passes, right? I mean, they need that because last I checked, I think every receiver for them is hurt. I mean, Pearsall, Juwan Jennings, Ayuk, you know, they're going deep down the depth chart now at this point. So they need him to do what he's done in the passing game. And I give him a ton of credit for being the workhorse that he's been so far this year. You know, there's two schools of thought. One would be that maybe he's not quite the guy he was. The other's thought would be maybe he's still working his way back from the injury. You know, it's funny because when you have these conversations, my thought is always, don't we have the GPS data now for these guys? Like, can't we see what max speeds McCaffrey's been hitting through the first month of the season and how that compares to previous years? We really shouldn't have to have the conversation of whether or not a guy has lost a step anymore. We should just see if the guy's lost a step based on, you know, what the GPS data is telling us. I think we have that access for the broadcast. I don't know if, you know, the public has that, but that would be something certainly to look in and just start to see. You know, the team probably knows, right? Like the team, they have these data for every player during practice and during games. So they have a great idea if a guy started to slow down a little bit or not. I would say he looks good. I don't know that he looks Christian McCaffrey great. You know, when you're used to seeing McCaffrey, it's like feels like some of the things that you're seeing from, you know, Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs. I don't know if we've seen that from Christian yet, but maybe he's just kind of getting his sea legs up. But it's been 100 touches, you know, and he was there all of training camp. So this is probably what he's working with.
Ross, I mean, you played the game, so I got to ask you this about Brock Purdy. One, do you start him tomorrow? And then what did you see from him? And where do you draw the line from he was hampered with the toe? And then how hard you come down on what you saw him perform this last game against Jacksonville?
Well, so a couple thoughts here. One is I don't think he'll play tomorrow night, and I wouldn't play him tomorrow night because I would want to give that toe, you know, the 10 days of rest before the next game. But that actually brings up a bigger issue and something that I would guess that the Niners media has asked Kyle Shanahan about. Maybe not until they actually see whether or not Purdy plays. But, you know, Mac Jones was playing well. They were winning those games. Purdy's your big money guy. You know, there are medical competitive advantages and disadvantages in the NFL. And, you know, if they put Purdy back and he aggravated it, now he has to miss a gigantic game against the Rams. That is not good. You know, that is a real problem. And, you know, you need to trust your medical people when they say he can go out there and be fine and not make it worse, not re-aggravate it. He's good to go. Clearly, that wasn't the case. So, you know, I don't know if you blame the player, the organization, the trainers, the doctor, all the above. But clearly, you know, he wasn't 100% and didn't play like a guy that was 100%. And now I don't think he'll play tomorrow night. You put all that stuff together, I think that's a bad look for the 49ers.
Ross Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's our NFL Odyssey insider. Before we let you go, if Mac Jones is the quarterback tomorrow for the Niners, I mean, what kind of chances are you giving him?
Well, who's playing receiver? Is it DeMarcus Robinson, Bourne, and Sky Moore? I'm assuming no Juwan Jennings or Pearsall as well?
Yeah, let's assume the latter two are not playing.
I give him a chance, but probably not a great one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of positions to downgrade before you're playing against a very good team who's kind of on a roll. You know, I mean, Puka Nacua is unstoppable. They're very consistent in the run game with Kyron Williams. Their D-line is awesome. Let's put it this way. It will be one of the best wins of Mac Jones' life if the Niners get this done tomorrow night with him at quarterback.
Hey, Ross, appreciate it, man.
Thanks,
we know
man.
You got to run. And by the way.
Always. Hey, great talk with you guys.
Hey,
Thank you so much.
Hey, don't get. Hey, real quick. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tulane going to beat Army on October 18th next weekend.
Oh, boy.
You got to come down to the Big Easy and play Tulane. You got trouble, buddy.
Is that your alma mater again?
My daughter goes there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, go
nice.
Green,
well, I got Air Force. I got Air Force Navy on Saturday on CBS, and I got to get to the call with the Air Force head coach because you know what?
All right.
You don't want to be late for any football coaches,
there you go.
But
no.
especially Air Force or Army or Navy head coaches.
Good call. Good call. All right, Ross, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
See you guys.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Hold on one sec. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
And I got to push back on what somebody said, Stoney. You want to
hear
what?
Let's go ahead and take a break here, Evan, and we'll get. Did you change something? We can go till 26. All right, let's go. We'll take a break here. 888-957-9570 is the number. You want to respond to anything Ross Tucker said? Guru's got something. I definitely want to jump on something he said. 888-957-9570 is the number. Again, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
what
people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're working 20 different things at a time.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
And we weren't able to get it done.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, still a real busy week in the Bay. Jonathan Kuminga, he is officially a Warrior again.
JK!
He's going to practice for the first time today, as are all the Warriors who are under contract. Buster Posey, president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants, has met the media, and he basically shot down the idea of Bruce Bochy being the next manager of the Giants. Didn't shut it completely, but seemed to indicate he was the way he pictured it was they were going to go in a different direction than Bruce Bochy. And of course, we got Niners Rams tomorrow.
Huge.
In LA, and we just got done talking to Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL Insider. He's going to be on the call tomorrow for Westwood One Radio. That gets you caught up. Your thoughts real quick, and if you want to reference them, I can play what you're talking about.
Okay,
before.
Let's do that.
All right. All right. So this is what Ross Tucker said that Guru wanted to start out having a conversation about, but it's the idea that Purdy missed games, played a game, and now may miss a game tomorrow.
I don't think he'll play tomorrow night, and I wouldn't play him tomorrow night. Because I would want to give that toe, you know, the 10 days of rest before the next game. But that actually brings up a bigger issue and something that I would guess that the Niners media has asked Kyle Shanahan about. Maybe not until they actually see whether or not Purdy plays. But, you know, Mac Jones was playing well. They were winning those games. Purdy's your big money guy. You know, there are medical competitive advantages and disadvantages in the NFL. And, you know, if they put Purdy back and he aggravated it, now he has to miss a gigantic game against the Rams. That is not good. You know, you need to trust your medical people when they say he can go out there and be fine and not make it worse, not re-aggravate it. He's good to go. Clearly, that wasn't the case. So, you know, I don't know if you blame the player, the organization, the trainers, the doctor, all the above, but clearly, you know, he wasn't 100% and didn't play like a guy that was 100%. And now I don't think he'll play tomorrow night. You put all that stuff together, I think that's a bad look for the 49ers.
I don't disagree with it being a bad look.
Yeah, and you threw your hands up and you kind of said it yesterday, but I'll just say this, and I wanted to jump in and say it to Ross. I know he had to go. But, Stani, the bottom line is the 49ers did not know or knew that their backup quarterback, who had won them two games, he was hampered. So I think it's just a bit unfair to look at this whole puzzle and say and act like, oh, Mac Jones was able to go, we're okay. I believe Brock not was rushed back, but was brought back because of what was happening with quarterback number two. So you didn't get to have to run out of Martinez out there for his first NFL start. So I get it, and it's probably what's happening now. But, Stani, this is not your prototypical, oh, we rushed our starter back and our backup quarterback was ready to go. It wasn't like that to me. And that's why I feel like they shouldn't be second-guessed, because this is an injury that you're really never going to know.
Really? So we can't second-guess this? I mean, let's take a look at the facts. The facts are,
give them to me,
that Brock Purdy missed two previous – forget Mac Jones for now. Brock Purdy missed two consecutive games, week two and week three.
Facts.
You brought him back for week four. He aggravated the injury, and it appears he's going to miss now week five on the short week.
Okay.
That's a mistake.
Okay.
And you know what?
Go ahead, Stani.
Then you should have played Martinez if Mac Jones couldn't play and Brock Purdy wasn't 100%, then you should have played Martinez. And like, you can argue until the cows come home, but the reality is Brock got hurt. He got hurt in the game.
He was hurt, though, Stani.
Okay, well, he's going to miss Thursday.
So I got a problem with the word aggravate.
What do you mean?
He finished the game.
Is he playing tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
And how do you feel about that? Whenever that day is, he'll probably feel pain again. The thing, it's not a pimple. It's not going to go away. So
In the lead up to week four, one thing we all were talking about is, do you play him if he's this? Do you play him if he's that? If he's 80? That's all we talked about. Now, all I know is he took the field on game four as your starting quarterback and played.
Yes, finished the game.
He got hurt. And now he may miss your biggest game of the year.
He came into the game hurt.
There is absolute criticism that is fair there.
Can I enter, to the defense? Mac Jones, I know you said don't bring him up, but let's bring him up, Stein. He was hurt too.
The 49ers have been better off losing with Purdy or losing with Martinez?
Losing with Martinez.
People were saying that the game.
So who's like,
this is not hindsight.
Is this Kyle? Is this the training staff?
It's all of them. But yeah, it's Kyle.
Purdy?
Sure, why not?
But he was hurt before the field.
Right.
It wasn't going away, and this might be your new reality.
Okay.
And he's going to play, and he's going to feel something after. Can you give me that?
No, I can't. Like, if any other team did this, I think we'd be killing them. I really do.
But why do you think we're not then?
Like, because it's hometown team. It's Kyle. It is.
Oh, Stani.
They kept the guy out 2 weeks. I'm saying to criticize it and to ask about it is absolutely fair.
Even with your backup quarterback probably unable to go for that said game.
So basically what you're saying is because your backup was totally hurt.
I think that had something to do with it.
Well, that's a mistake. If you're telling me the backup was totally hurt and Purdy was partially hurt, so you played Purdy because he was just partially hurt.
So he didn't get hurt
again.
And
now Purdy had a setback. How can he, if he starts Sunday and he doesn't play Thursday, he's had a setback. There's no other way to look at it, is there?
Well, I'll throw this to you. It sounds like he may have another setback. And another setback if this thing doesn't heal. And we've been told by football players, Lo Neal and Baldinger, Stoddy, these things can linger.
Okay, so do you just keep playing him and then he gets hurt again? Or, well, do you arrest him until you think it's
Well, you arrested him 2 weeks,
better.
Right? How many weeks does he need? And that's what's scary. Is it going to be 4 or 5?
Right, why can't you just say he needed more than 2?
I have no problem with that.
Okay, well then they brought him back too soon.
But if he gets more than that, and hopefully that's not the case, and he comes back and then he's feeling something again, then this thing might be follow him like it's followed others the whole year.
But,
like, do you think if he threw for 3 touchdowns and they won the game, because he threw for 300 yards, but if he threw for 3 touchdowns, they win the game, and I got to be careful here, do you think we're talking about the toe as much
as we're
talking
about? Is he playing Thursday?
Wow,
that's the only thing that matters to me. Mm. He played terrible Sunday. Had he played great, that you put that in the equation. Is he playing tomorrow?
No, it doesn't look like it.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I would seriously, Stoddy, I think one of the nuanced things that he said and has me thinking, and it won't get us anywhere, it won't put gas in my car, but the bottom line is, who is this on? Like, is Kyle letting the training staff have it? Or is it just simple as, hey, Stoddy, are
Kyle,
you able to go?
Kyle gets hit on this. Lynch gets hit on this. The front office gets hit on this. The medical staff gets hit on this. If you want to hit him.
I got you.
Sure. Fine.
He thought he was able to go. Or this is his new reality. You are going to feel something every time you go out there and play. Hey, take 3 weeks off, Brock. When you come back for that fourth one, you're going to feel something.
Okay, but this is more than feeling something. This is him possibly missing tomorrow's game.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's funny because I might have rejected this, but why wouldn't somebody just say, well, clearly he should have sat out Sunday and played tomorrow? Like, that would have been a better alternative.
I think Martinez has something to do with that. Oh, but, okay. But I get it now. Like, okay, you said, hey, go now, out there. Now you didn't win the game.
Yeah, you got
with
your,
them.
Yeah, you got your big quarterback hurt.
Or he, I had to aggravate, he was already hurt.
No, he wasn't, because he played a whole game. If he plays a whole game, if he misses two games, plays a whole game, misses the following game, he got hurt. Then he got hurt in that game. Or more hurt than he was. But the question to me becomes, what's Mac Jones' status if Purdy doesn't play tomorrow?
Yeah, it sounds like he's been practicing.
Well, then he should probably play. I would think.
This is no way, and I know they didn't want it this way. I'll just say this, Donnie. This is no way to live in the NFL, and this is just week 5. But they've dealt with it after Kittle goes down week 1. Brock tells you after you win a big game and he makes a big play. I get it. You're going to tell me it's football. Anybody out there saying that, but don't tell me this Niner thing is just not injuries from hell right now.
Yeah, I don't understand that. What – to me, to my way of thinking, what happened is what everybody worries the most about. It's happened now, possibly, and we like are breaking all the rules. Like, here's the way I look at it. There was a large segment of people, and I may be one of them, but I don't know specifically. I said if he wasn't ready to play, then play the third stringer. All right. Well, he ended up playing, which means I guess he was healthy. But now he's not going to play Thursday. So when we go in, like on Thursday of last week, what would everybody say? Well, if there's a chance that, you know, Purdy goes out there and gets hurt again, well, we can't do that.
Okay.
Well, it looks like that's what happened. It looks like that's exactly what happened. And even if he just misses one game, all right, he just missed one game, but he also missed the biggest game.
And I got to tell you, on top of that, just from my mental calculator, if you're right and he re-aggravated it or he got hurt, obviously he is, if he misses tomorrow and then there's 10 days before your next game, I could tell you 10 is 7 or 6 because he still needs more time to heal. So this might put him out another 2 to 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, then it was a really big mistake.
Or this was what was going to happen from the giddy-up.
Well, I mean,
a lot of people have been talking about how – I don't want to – yeah, how this is – and then this is an enabler. This is not a funny injury. It's not a sprained ankle, Steiny.
Right. But if you rest it, it's likely to heal. If you play on it, it's less likely to heal. I got to believe that's part of what the injury is.
And I would love, maybe, yeah, we get a former pro football player on. But, Steiny, I would love to know who's it ultimately on when they say, okay, this is what the doctors told us, Steiny. This is what Evans told us.
On the
Guru, what do you want to do?
It's on the organization. It's on Kyle Shanahan. It's on Kyle Shanahan.
Man. Now, this is a monster opportunity tomorrow. I'm just assuming Mac Jones. What did you say? Who did you say wasn't playing as far as receivers? And we're assuming here. Pearsall and Jennings. But, Steiny, you go to L.A. and come back with a win somehow. I'm with Spadoni when he was in there with him and Bonte and Butch talk about. I mean, you put this up there with one of his greatest regular season victories. Because, good Lord – I mean, man, and this is what? Your second week without Bosa where the defense didn't do anything, and now you're facing Stafford and Devontae Adams in that offense. Nacua, I mean, good Lord. This is a big task.
Yeah, we can talk about it being the biggest win in Shanahan's regular season history when they do it. They haven't done it yet.
Right. My point is the opportunity.
Yeah. We'll have plenty of time to talk about that. Why on earth should, this is from the 415.
Yeah, this is
why from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Why on earth should Kyle get the benefit of the doubt when the 49ers are the most injured team in football year in and year out? Mm. Fair question.
Mm. Oh, you could. Ross said it. You said it. And I'm not mad at it. I'm just like, well, man, if we follow what was going on, you could kind of wink, wink, see why he was able to go, you know? And Brock's knowing what's going on, I'm sure with Mac Jones, if he's not, and I'm assuming he wasn't available, he can call you, hey, can you make it in? Steiny's out, and you kind of didn't, it's my, you know what, I'm going to give it to old college try.
Right, and then I got more sick, and now I missed a week. Now I got to miss a week, because I came in last Monday, I shouldn't have. I got more sick, and now I'm going to miss a week. Let's go to Devin. One of our favorites. He's in an Uber. Hey, yeah. Devin, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing, man?
Hey.
Doing well.
Man, my gripe is definitely with the medical staff, the front office, the coaching, and the fans, man. What my daughter would call the Lulu, right? You know, with their new slang. Look, this isn't on Purdy. As players, we're taught to be warriors. We're taught to go out there. It don't matter if our leg is off. They got to drag us off the field. So, of course, we're going to lie, especially as a former player. We're going to lie and say, you know, we're okay, right? But the whole world was saying you got your top two guys hurt. You know, roll in there with your third string. The worst case scenario is you're going to lose the game, you know, and did that end up happening anyway? You know, you help me out with my memory. So it's like you could have went out there and gave guys health. We know Turp Toe, man. Ballers, we know Turp Toe. That's going to linger throughout the whole season. Really, it could be a season ending injury for real because it alters your play. Like, and this is from somebody that was on the field. I tore my Achilles in Seattle, messed up my practice squad with the Hawks back in the day. So, and then I had two knee injuries. Like, I know what this is. And I'll tell you what, if I had an opportunity to get back to the league right now, brother, I would lose a leg. If they said I had to cut it off after the season, I would do it. That's how much love I have for the game, right?
Right.
And so we're going to do that, but this is definitely on them, man. We all said go in there with Martinez. And then another thing, what I don't like for people that's like, well, why would you put him in? He hasn't played, blah, blah, blah. He's a nobody. Wasn't Purdy a nobody? Like, are we forgetting how Purdy became this guy?
That's a good point.
Like,
yeah.
It's just like, what is going on, brother? Like, that, and the injuries, I don't wish these injuries on nobody, especially as a player. You don't do that. But it's something in that Santa Clara water, man. Somebody got to go. I ain't going to lie. The medical staff, they got to go. I know some medical assistants at Job Corps that can do something. Because these guys aren't doing it.
Wow.
I feel for you guys. But I hope you guys have a good day.
You too, man. Appreciate it, Dev.
I want to say this to you because this is a normism. My father would say right now, Stoney, I'm being real. I'm not mad at the notion of what Ross and you brought up about second-guessing them. What you going to do now? Where's that going to get you? You got a game tomorrow.
Well, now you got a bigger chance of getting beat tomorrow because you're not going to have your starting quarterback.
But you got to move forward.
Right, but you compromise your team. You compromise your team. I mean, look, here's and maybe it was just bad luck, but the reality of the situation is when you lined up all the scenarios, what would have been the best one? Purdy plays against the Jags and you win and he comes out of the game feeling great.
That's it.
What's the worst case?
He plays, gets hurt, and you lose.
That's what happened. That's what happened.
And he don't play the next week.
That's what happened.
Damn.
You know,
he made a great point about Martinez and Brock Purdy. I'm just saying, Stoddy, I thought the Niners season was over when Brock went out in the game that he debuted in. I'll just leave that there. That's why we watch. We think we know, we don't. But that was, if you just sit back and marinate on that point, I mean, that's how Brock got his chance. But for whatever reason, they thought Brock was healthy enough to go.
I think it's very fair, and I'll just it is a bad look. It's a bad look. He's
what
right.
What about the injuries of let's go take it one step further. Well,
that's why it's a really bad. That's why it's a really bad look.
You know what? I'll give you that one.
It's a really bad look.
Just because of what's
look.
Been happening. But I don't even know where you start on how to determine or find out why it's happening to this team more than others.
Well, because they don't hire guys from Job Corps, which is
I know
Devin's guys.
Yeah.
And they're they're great. They're great.
Man. Now I'm wondering how long will he be out?
And you know what? As long as you open up this can of worms, what if Jones goes down there and slings it? And they win 35-13. Five touchdown passes for Mack.
That would make him
3-0. What do you do then?
There we go. Mack Jones prepared to start.
This ABC. Is cool. Purdy still listed as questionable. Guru's reading off the TV.
Yeah, thank you.
What station? ABC 7. Is this guy's name Friday? Better
nice
be.
Dude.
What's up, Friday? How you doing, man?
How you doing, my man?
Good.
Tiny Guru, what's up?
Friday. Hey. I've never met a Friday.
Well, you met one now,
yeah.
Man. You met one now.
All right.
You know? This is my issue. Like, why do we constantly have quarterbacks running around? Kyle Shanahan has a philosophy that he does not want to go out in the draft in the first round and get offensive linemen He'd rather get them later. And, like, I don't understand why you don't want to invest top-tier talent in the offensive line. He relied heavily when Trent Williams was at his peak, right? He was an impenetrable wall. And then he kept George Kittle, right, blocking forever, right? So that kind of, like, helped on the offensive line. But now we don't have that. Trent Williams getting older. George Kittle's not in there. Christian McCaffrey can't run the ball because every time he gets to the line of scrimmage, he's meeting defenders. So, I mean, to me, this boils down to Kyle has to change his philosophy. He's got to invest in the offensive line.
Yeah, I think the whole team does. Thanks, Friday. Mm. Appreciate the call.
Man. I mean, last time they did it was Pooney. That worked out. But, I mean, you know, there's no draft during the season, my friend. And the million-dollar question right now is why can't they run block?
If you're just joining us, a bunch of stuff going on. We were talking Warriors. Jonathan Kuminga's under contract. The Giants, Buster Posey, president of baseball operations, met with the media today. It doesn't look like Bruce Bochy's in the Giants' future plans. And we're learning more and more, but it sure looks like Mac Jones is going to start tomorrow against the LA Rams for the Thursday night game. And we still have to find out about Juwan Jennings. We have to find out about Pearsall. The other question I have, and we can kind of save it for the other side, is whether or not you would ever entertain the idea of, and the word, nobody likes the word punt a game, but is there ever a time in a game when you just, you look at what you have and you just say, you know what? Let's fold it up a little tonight and let's just get ready for Tampa Bay. I mean, would you, if Jennings and Pearsall are in the same boat as Purdy was on Saturday?
You got DeMarcus Robinson.
You want to play him? I don't know.
You got Kendrick Bourne.
Exactly.
I mean, Robinson had, 8 touchdowns last year?
Right. I'm just saying, do you play him or do you not play him? The guys in front of him.
Oh.
888-957-9570 is the number. How do you attack tomorrow's game, 49er fans, with Mac Jones in there? It looks like he's going to be in there, but what are we going to do with Pearsall? What are we going to do with Juwan Jennings? And do you give this team any shot tomorrow? 888-957-9570 is the number. Once again, couple updates. To me, the big one, Bruce Bochy doesn't look like he's going to be the next manager of the San Francisco Giants. Buster Posey telling the media today. He pictures the Giants going in a little bit of a different direction. We got Jonathan Kuminga practicing for the Warriors later today. And then did Kyle? It's really simple. It's really simple. Do you think Kyle Shanahan and the Niners made a mistake by playing Brock Purdy on Sunday? And to my way of thinking, if Purdy doesn't play tomorrow,
yeah,
then they made a mistake. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.